numbers 1 and 2.
Come on up.
Come on up.
Well, this is first time for me, so.
Are you likely to be speaking?
Well, this is my husband, so.
Okay, is he likely to speak or no?
No.
Okay, then I guess.
I'm just the guy who pays.
Whoever's going to be speaking, please raise your right hand and let the vice chairman swear in.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, and can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jacqueline Sassy Tamburino, 183 Brewster Hill Road.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and just explain to us what is you're looking to do?
Well, we have a small house on Elmhurst Avenue, which our son lives in, and it's the size of a shoebox. So we just want to push out the back. There's a small sunroom that's on the back. We just want to move that, actually knock that down. And, well, it's a little easier to explain if I can show you a picture. So that's the back.
Okay.
So knock this down and then just make the whole thing one big room, split okay. that in half, and make that the two bedrooms. There's two existing bedrooms. So we want to make that two bedrooms and get rid of the other bedrooms that are in current living space and okay. make it like an open floor plan.
Okay.
And then put a shed in the back. That's the other.
The survey that's included with your application yep. describes it as a two-story addition.
Yes, correct. Because so it's one story here. So it would be two stories.
So the roof line is going to match the existing roof line.
Correct. Instead of just building right. this on stilts, just build the whole thing down.
Okay.
And then eventually make, you know, when you can afford it, make that into like a recreation room. There's all this gym equipment out here now.
So. Okay. All right. And there's a garage in there?
This is a garage, right? A small garage right now.
Are you going to keep the garage there?
No. Or?
Okay.
That's the reason for the shed.
Okay, all right. And I guess, why don't we just cover both of these at the same time? No?
Be hard, well.
Okay, never mind, we'll do the shed later.
Do you mind, because it's very hard to split them up in the minutes.
That's fine,
okay.
Not a problem. Okay, stay up here.
Oh.
Okay. All right, it looks like you're not going to make, the new addition is not going to be any wider on the sides of the house.
No, exactly the same.
Okay. Anybody on the board have any questions? Is there anyone in the audience that has any questions or comments on this application? Okay, I see no hands. Very good, we're all set. I'll ask the board members, are we okay voting on this tonight? Everybody comfortable with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our procedure is, if we're satisfied, we've asked all of our questions, and you don't have anything else to tell us, then I close the public hearing and we vote. Before I do that, do you have any final comments or statements you'd like to make in support of the application?
No.
Okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application today?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Okay. This is a pretty standard application. I'll note that it's not getting any wider on the side setbacks, and they're going out the back where there's not a setback issue. If there's no deliberation, I'll entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to grant a 6-foot south side variance to the setback, a 9-foot variance to the north side setback, and a 24 and a half foot total side setback.
Very good. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I think I heard Scott first. Okay, Rod, if you would address the criteria, please.
Certainly. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created by this variance, no, and there's been no testimony to that effect. Whether the benefit sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than the variance. No, they simply need more room in the house, and there's no way to do that without the variance they're requesting. Whether the requested variance is substantial, in some ways it can be deemed substantial, but overall I would say not. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's been no testimony to that effect. and whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created. I'll say it was only self-created to the extent that they need more room in the house.
Okay, very good. We'll do a roll call vote. Jim, I'll start with you.
I'm in favor.
Okay, Greg?
I'm in favor.
Scott?
In favor.
Andy?
In favor.
Rob?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. So that variance is granted.
Thank you.
Your first variance is granted, yes. That's the addition.
So I can see it now?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Unless you don't want the shed.
Oh, I thought.